Welcome to another inspiring message recorded at Thrive Church, a church passionate about moving people towards Jesus.
We have found something that we can anchor ourselves to, that can help us through the week, that we can build an altar, and there's always something new to step into and to step out for, to the glory of God. Amen. Well, it's great to be with you. It's my privilege this morning to share. Pastor Byron is in Alberton today at Bridge Church. And so keep him in your prayers as he is there ministering to the church. And Pastor Trevor has some, he's on another ministry journey. But it's just great that we can send our pastor and he can be a blessing in another congregation. And sometimes when you have a guest speaker come, they just bring something. Maybe your own pastor's been sharing things over and over, but they just bring something which just really helps the church to just take another step closer to Jesus. And so we want to pray for our lead pastor to play that role in Bridge this morning and to really add value. And of course, coming from our church, we're sending him, and our blessing goes with that. Amen. Well, it's, we're starting this brand new series, Today I Choose. That's the title of our brand new series this week. And it's my privilege to share the first door, which is gratitude, with you this morning. And just a quick definition, gratitude is showing an expression of thanks, especially to another person. Amen. So we're going to be focusing a little bit deeper on gratitude this morning. Well, let's just take a moment to just pray before it just sounds like I'm going, trying to nail all these things down. Almighty God, we just want to take a deep breath and allow your Holy Spirit to just come and fill us, to come and take charge, to help us, that when we leave this place, we would be better citizens in your kingdom, better able to deal with life and all the challenges that present itself. God, may we hear from you. May our lives change. May those who are coming to you today, may they just feel that wonderful, gentle calling, leading love of Jesus, just drawing them ever closer to them. God, please help me to share what you want to hear this morning and want people to hear. In Jesus' name, amen. One of the lovely stories in the Bible is Hannah, and I'm sure you're very familiar with Hannah's story of just trusting God in a difficult time and in how God responds to her prayers as she cries out to God. But the point that I want to focus on this morning is Hannah's gratitude. In 1 Samuel 1 verse 27, she's back in the temple speaking to Eli. She said, "I asked the Lord to give me this boy, and he has granted my request. Now I am giving him to the Lord, and he will belong to the Lord his whole life." And they worshipped the Lord there. Well, the whole story revolves around Hannah going to the temple one day. Many times she's going there, and she was barren. And one particular visit to the temple, she's just crying out to God. She's sobbing, and Eli sees her, and he has compassion on her. And he said, first he says, "You're drunk, woman." And she said, "I'm not drunk. She said, my heart is so broken. I'm so desperate that God would hear my prayers." And Eli said, "God has heard your prayers. Go. God will give you what you have asked for." And so here she's standing in the temple with the evidence, standing with her, this young son who she has raised already, he's weaned off his mom, and she's ready to give him back to God. He said, when you've waited a long time for a blessing, and you hold on to it too tightly, and this was Hannah, she recognized something, and this is where the gratitude comes. She was willing, when the time was right, to give that blessing back to God. And to just leave it there. So we're not all asked to pray for things. We're not all asked to give the things that we pray for back. But there are times when maybe that is required. God gives you in order to pass on to someone else, in order to sow something to someone else. And this was Hannah's story. So when her prayers for a child had finally been answered, she is faithful in dedicating her son Samuel to God. You know, we might not always have to give our blessings away. We should be ready to do with them whatever God requires of us. Amen. No matter how long we might have waited for something, if God prompts you to do something about it, you be the change agent. You be the one who manages the situation well with faith and following ship after God. Is that a word, followership? So over the next few points, it's the Urban Dictionary, if you're wondering where it came from. So we've got a lot of grace-filled words in our home, and they all come from this Urban Dictionary that we are busy writing. So I want to take a closer look at the word gratitude and how that affects our lives over the next few points. So I want to start off by saying that gratitude is a spiritual compass in our life. Practicing gratitude daily helps us stay on course with a life journey, and it helps you to see the essence of yourself. So this scripture, Psalm 103, you know, whenever I read it or quote it, I never feel quite as if I'm giving this scripture all the justification that it deserves. But I'm just going to give it my best effort this morning. I always feel that there is such a big place inside of me to give God so much more of my praise and worship. And this is Psalm 103. Let all that I am praise the Lord with my whole heart. I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things, and my youth is renewed like the eagles. And you know, I just love the New King James says, he puts good things in my mouth, and my youth is renewed like the eagles. There is a reason God's given us something to say about life. He's put something in us that we can speak life and rather use our words to shape and mold and be helpful, but also to worship him and praise him. And why it's so challenging to me, the scripture, is that, you know, it says, let all that I am praise God. I'm saying the challenge immediately is like a mirror. God is everything in your life praising him. Is there something inside of you that you have given God something that is just truly symbolic of him and your relationship with him? I always feel as if I should be giving more in that respect. So no matter what life throws at you, God's word becomes your compass. Sometimes you just need to read God's word powerfully. By this I mean, read it as if this is a divine word spoken to you in this moment. And sometimes we just read. I read the scriptures every day. I have a Bible, a yearly Bible reading program. But every now and again, I need to really exercise my faith in the word. God said it. That settles it. I will do it. And so move on with your life. So you've got to read the word powerfully. Secondly, gratitude is training in vision. Be willing to see each and every situation and encounter through the eyes of gratitude. This helps you to see possibilities that you would otherwise be blind to. James 1 verse 17 says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. You know, I believe that if we see every circumstance in life as a perfect gift from above, we will see opportunities and possibilities that we would not otherwise see. And sometimes the road to a thing is not the same as somebody else's road, but you arrive where you're meant to be. But stop comparing. Stop looking at others. Get your own vision. Get your eyes on God yourself. Get his plan for your life. You know, God asked Abraham for the son. And God asked him to sacrifice his son. And at the last possible moment, God provided a substitute. And he said to Abraham, when Abraham was about to sacrifice his son, look behind you. And there was a ram stuck in a hedge. And he took that ram and was able to sacrifice it in place of his son and on their behalf. And God was testing his faith. And we were going through a particularly difficult time in church at one point, And I remember sitting at my desk, not knowing how to read my Bible, not knowing what kind of prayers to pray. I didn't know what the next step was. I was really at a wall. And a friend of mine phoned me and said, "Mark, please just receive this the way I'm going to say it. Look behind you," and then put the phone down on me. And I was sitting at my desk. I looked around. The wall was behind me, blank. There was no pictures or anything on that wall. But I knew God had spoken. And over the next few weeks and months, I dissected that thought, because my understanding of look behind you was there was a ram. There was a substitute. And God was testing Abraham's faith. And if God was allowing all these things to happen, he didn't take them away instantly. I had to work through each one of those things. But I had a word. God was there. He's testing my faith. He's trying to grow something in me. He's trying to qualify something in me for the future. I'm just going to stick it out. I'm going to know that God is busy with something. But it was so strange. That night, I hit a wall. And I was looking at a blank wall for an answer. And it came. Look behind you. Thirdly, gratitude helps you to connect and creates a deeper intimacy and oneness with life. It's impossible to feel truly grateful and lonely at the same time. And if you're lonely, just start being a bit more grateful. Maybe God just wants you to recognize your spouse and your children. Instead of all the problems that they present to you, maybe it's just to recognize you've got a house. You've got a life. There's lots to be thankful. You've got a job. You've got health. You woke up this morning. Amen. Colossians 2 verse 7 says, "Let your roots go down into him and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in truth. In the truth we were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness." You know, I have shared this before, but I thought at this point I'd like to share it again, that Karen had a miscarriage early on in our marriage. And I'll never forget the moment I came home and she told me she's just had a miscarriage. And trying to work this all out in my head, seeing how very broken she was, how emotional, she was holding back everything inside, and I can just see this is just not normal consequences when something like this has happened, and she is in a lot of pain and hurt. But we spoke about it, she prayed about it. We felt each other's pain in that moment, because up to this point we had been trying to have children for at least 6 years, and nothing took place. We were actually thinking, well, maybe this is not meant to be for us. And all of a sudden, she's pregnant and everything else falls into place from that point onwards. But she never gave up. And if you know, our oldest daughter, Amy, was the result. A year later, Amy was born. And here we have two beautiful girls. And you see, she let her roots go down deep into God. And that scripture says, let your roots go down into him. And she had built her roots. She had let her roots go down into God. There was some stuff in her. So when the stuff of life happens, she had some rooting. It doesn't matter if the tree gets chopped on top of the surface. What was still underneath was rooted and grounded in God. Amen. And the result of that was just a confidence in God. The doctor said, you're never going to have children, because it was an ectopic pregnancy, and you'll never have children. And she went home because her roots were in God. And she said, I don't receive that, and I believe. And the result is two beautiful girls at the end of the day. Gratitude is from the heart. Point number four. I haven't made points here in my number or numbered them, so I hope I'm on track. Gratitude is from the heart. Psalm 9 verse 1. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of your wonderful deeds. When you remember to be grateful, you also remember to live from your heart. Because gratefulness comes from the things that have really touched you and affect your life. And that's how you learn to love and to appreciate things around and about you. Can you even believe that as Christians, God says, love your enemies? And if you're rooted and grounded in him, you can do it. I don't know if you've experienced this, somebody that's really been against you, somebody that's maybe cost you a promotion at work, or somewhere along the way, somebody interfered, and you know, you had these feelings, but you just let it go, because you realize there's something far greater that you're holding on to inside of you. And Psalm 9 verse 1, I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. If all your heart is giving thanks to God, there's no room for anger. There's no room for bitterness. There's no room for resentment. It's all, I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. Point number 5, gratitude is a healer. Being willing to be grateful for everything helps you to handle everything better. Gratitude is a willingness to see the gift in everything eventually. It might not be immediately evident, like look behind you, but over the course of time, and I can even say now that it's been many years since that word was given to me, that I'm still looking behind me and still looking at my situation wherever I feel there are no answers here. I don't know what to do. That there is a look behind me moment where God said, Mark, this could just be a test. Proving your faith, the substance, the metal inside of you. Keep your faith. 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 15 says, thank God for this gift. Two wonderful full words. When I'm overwhelmed, you know, I've learned to actually step back. Because before, I was at one, let's just get it done, just jump in. And if there's a problem, we've got to solve it instantly. But I've seen myself ruin so many moments. And I've even heard God say, Mark, just get out of the way. Just let me be God. You don't have to heal everyone. You don't have to solve everyone's problems. You don't have to resolve every crisis. Just let me be. And I've had to step back, just feeling the words of that rebuke. Just step back and let God be God in that situation. Instead, think about, what is God trying to say to me? I've even found myself thanking God for my difficulties and my struggles that have taught me so much and helped me with so much. Point number 6, God teaches you what is real. The more you practice gratitude, the clearer you become about the truth of your life and what is truly sacred to you. You know, I've wasted so much of my life worrying about things and trying to think about what other people are thinking about me. Who cares? Don't worry about these things. You know, I'm got to constantly tell myself, don't worry about it. And it's not that I don't care, because I care so deeply, but God cares deeply for me. And sometimes you just have to step back and let go. This is going to take time. This healing will happen like this, but this healing is going to take time. This situation is just going to happen like this, but this situation is going to happen like that. Just step back, stop worrying about life. And you know, when you worry, you cannot be grateful. You cannot be thankful. You cannot love even. You have to make an effort to love when you are worrying about stuff. You have to make an effort to be grateful when you're worrying constantly about stuff. Get over yourself. Stop worrying. Let it go. Point number 7. I think we're there. Gratitude helps you feel safe. So gratitude gives you a basic trust that you really do live in a friendly universe. I hope you've noticed that, you know, each week Pastor Byron has been encouraging by leading with a positive story. Unfortunately, I don't have a positive story. I just thought I'd just remind you about all his positive stories this morning. So, and this is also a good excuse to go to our podcast and listen to all the positive stories that he has shared. And I remember Heinz last week as well. But rather focus on the positive. Find something to be happy about in our universe. Find something happy about in our country. We're still here. It's terrible living miserable all the time, worrying about everything that's going to happen to you today that never seems to happen. You know, I've been around more than 50 years myself, and all the things I've worried about, I haven't seen I think even a fraction come to pass. Why did I worry about them? All those, find something to be positive about. And gratitude gives you the faith for every life event, no matter what it looks like, that ultimately your highest purpose is to be grateful and to give glory to God. Psalm 28 verse 7. The Lord is my strength and shield. I trust him with all my heart. He helps me, and my heart is filled with joy. I burst out in songs of thanksgiving. When last did you just experience a moment like that? You know, people have a picture of pastors, and they think you're all holy and stuff. If you could get into my brain be able to see some of the things that go through my brain at times, in the worst times, the times when I'm supposed to be worshiping with all my heart, a thought will go across my brain, and I think, what on earth are you thinking about? Are you still, goodness, man, let it go. But you know what? I've turned that around inside of me, and I still get it wrong, but it helps me to worship God. That if a thought crosses your brain, it fills your mind, something that just tries to take you off course, recognize that the enemy is out there. Recognize that there is a devil who wants to get you off track, who would love to steal this moment of praise and worship from you and steal your joy and think, well, I'm not good enough if I still think this way, if I still behave this way. How can I worship with a pure heart and a pure mind? And in that moment, I've learned to laugh. I've often, the worship team up here on Sundays, they're so infectious. They just smile. There's just teeth. There's just joy. And I just love it, because sometimes they are just taking something out of me and just putting me there in the courts of the Lord. And I'm grateful and thankful for them and for what takes place here each weekend. Point number 8, gratitude is a now thing. It helps you to enjoy your life as it happens. Just listen to this verse, Colossians 3, verse 16. Let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all wisdom, with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks through him to God the Father. So gratitude is a spirit of immediacy that forces you to make contact with what is right now, right here. And you know, sometimes you can be in a conversation and your thoughts can be somewhere else. And you know, I think about people all the time. And you know, when I get to church, I try and connect with as many people as I can. But I know that I'm not a good person to talk to if you're talking to me and I'm looking over your shoulder. So I really have to engage my thinking, because I want to talk to everybody, just to zone in on this one conversation and make that person feel like somebody has heard them. And I've so often seen that in that one moment, God do incredible things. So I've had to train my brain to think that way, when my brain just wants to help and solve everyone's problems all at once, that God just helps me to pinpoint things and to focus on things that are in the immediate and in the now. And how this helps me is that it makes every moment rich. Every conversation. You can be speaking to a director of a company in one moment, and then somebody just doing some menial task on another, and that they feel valued as much as that person feels valued. Point number 9, gratitude helps you to be present. So that last thought led into this. The more you practice gratitude, the more alive you feel, and you don't easily get bogged down in the modes of doing and going, chasing and waiting. Gratitude helps you to be in your life, enjoying every moment that God gives you, and see the good that God has planted there, which begins to grow the moment we learn to be grateful for all that God has done. Amen. So my last point here this morning is practical ways. Find practical ways to be to show gratitude. Gratitude is a key to happiness And gratitude teaches you what happiness is always, that happiness is always here and now. No matter what the situation or circumstance, you can find happiness in that moment. Here are some practical tips. When you're out with your families, put down your phone, enjoy them, and enjoy your surroundings. You know, I have to catch myself walking through the shopping mall looking at my phone, and I have to put it away because I can walk through the whole mall and not see anything or anybody. But put down your phone. Be grateful for the moment that you've got with your family or with friends, that you're out there. Enjoy them. Take in everything in that moment. Learn to enjoy life outside of this little device in your hand. Take in the things around you. See your life. See your surroundings. And then secondly, find at least one thing every day to be grateful to God for. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, make lots of room for yourself, lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes. It's a prophecy in Isaiah. And I just believe that when we are grateful, we are making lots of room for ourselves. But if we enter the day, God, these are all the things I need you to answer. Please help me with this. Please do that. Your world is so narrow. It's just on those things. But when we are grateful, your world is so broad. It's on everything. And the narrow things get sorted out along the way. Pastor Candace likes to journal, and she's always encouraging us as staff to, do we have a journal? And the question always goes out. We always say, yeah, yeah, yeah. But she loves to journal. I'm not a good journaler. And if you want advice, you must truly speak to her about it. But what I journal every day, I try and find one scripture that will anchor my day. And so that our journal. So I'll write that down. And then I find that when I sometimes look back over the scriptures of the week, I just notice how God has been leading and directing me along the course of the week using these words. So journaling, very important. And then find something to write down. Find something to think about and meditate on. Journaling helps keep you trained to hear God's voice. So sometimes you can get to the end of the day and you can be so worn out. You know, when I go to bed at night, I set my alarm for 5 o'clock in the morning because that's when I get up an hour before my family to have a quiet time. But when I go to bed at night, I was just thinking about it, about being grateful. I'm telling my brain that after this rest, we're going to start the day off first with God. So I'm already thinking about the morning. I put hope in my sleep. That I'm going to wake up firstly. And I already have something. The moment I open my eyes, something to be grateful for. And so the day starts that way. Something just to think about. Practice being grateful about just being you. When last did you just look at yourself and find some of the positive things, find some of the things inside of you that God uses to help you in life, to help others in life. We're so critical about what we are not. Why don't we be positive about what we are? Because the things that we are not, it's not coming from God. It's you comparing yourself to someone else. But when you're grateful for who you are, it's you comparing yourself to what God thinks about you. And that's just a whole different way of looking at life. Has someone really helped you? Why don't you think about writing them a letter, giving them a phone call, taking them out for tea? Just doing something, give them a little gift just to celebrate their life, celebrate the positive way that they have helped you and blessed you in your life. Most importantly, it's to find one thing in your life that you are most grateful for. So if you had to write down all these things that you're grateful for, in all of those thoughts and ideas, what is the one thing that you are truly, truly grateful for? And give that to God, like Hannah. And be willing to surrender it and just say, God, I am so grateful for this. And, you know, thinking about it, what can we be more grateful than our salvation? That we here today are called sons and daughters of the Most High God, the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We get to call him Father. We get to speak to Jesus. We're filled with his Spirit. The Holy Spirit is with us. We're so blessed. And for that, I'm so thankful to God. And then there's a whole list of other things that can go on from that. So why don't you just bow your heads for a moment? I don't know how your life and your day has been and your week has been, or the circumstances that have brought you to this point. But there is a moment right now where there are what they call everlasting arms. Willing arms, helpful arms to help you in this moment in your life. If I'm speaking to you this morning and you just need a fresh touch, you just need to know that God is present in your life and circumstances right now. It would just be the greatest pleasure to pray for you, having this message in your thoughts and in your heart right now, of just being grateful, trying to find your way back. I would love to pray with you this morning. I'm not going to embarrass you. I promise you that. But if you would just slip up your hand right now, I'd love to include you in this prayer. Thank you. Thank you. You can put down your hands. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We're just going to pray together. Almighty God, I pray for each person that has put up their hands this morning, that you, Almighty God, might lead them by your Spirit. Fill them, God. May there be a freshness about the way that they worship you and speak to you, a way that they speak to others, the way that they live their lives, because God has deposited something inside of them this morning. Bless them and lead them by your precious Spirit. Now I want to ask you this question while your heads are bowed. If you this morning don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and after hearing everything that we have sang about and how we have motivated you and shared with you this morning, you're here because you've been feeling God been encouraging you and inviting you to church this morning. If I'm speaking to you this morning and you say, Jesus, please become the Lord of my life, won't you just put up your hand this morning? I'd love to pray for you this morning. So if I'm speaking to you right now, just simply lift up your hand. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'd just like to know who you are so that we can pray with you this morning. So if I'm speaking to you, thank you very much. Anybody else, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else this morning? Church, can I ask you to pray this prayer with me this morning? Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Please forgive me my sins. And help me to live as a child of God from this moment forward. God, I pray that you fill me now with your Spirit, that I could live powerfully and effectively for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I just want to make one announcement as we close this morning. Jenny DeStoppola. This is her last Sunday with us. Jenny, I'm going to just ask you to stand there quickly. And we would just like as a church just to pray for Jen. You know, Jen has added such value to the church, been a volunteer, and see her many days in church serving and volunteering. And she is off to be united with her family who have been overseas for some time. So could we just pray with you quickly, Jen? Almighty God, we thank you for Jen, for her servant heart. She has added such value in this church over the years, and we appreciate what you have done in her life and through her life. God, as we release her, God, would you use her mightily to be like salt seasoning where she is going. Help her to find a great church that she will feel at home, that she will have a body of believers around her. Bless her family. Lead them to find a suitable church for all of them, that they might all serve God together as a family. Thank you so much for her good gifts to this body. And now, God, may you use those gifts where you lead her. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
We hope you have been blessed and helped by this message. For more information about our church, visit our website at www.thrivechurch.co.za.